So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhlaka 25 kumabasa 2022 igama ngontungameli Nkomo nanzi ezihamba phambili. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wenzela amhlophe usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. Umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair uyaqala kusasa. Abanye besithi awusoze ulethe umahluko kwezenotho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile ngemva kokwehla kancane ngenyanga edluleyo. Ugatsha lwe-Energy Regulatory Authority lwazise ukuthi kusukela namuhla ilita yedizili isithengiswa nge-$1.71 isuka ku-$1.60 okutsho ukuthi ikhwele nge-$0.11. Ilita yepetulo yona ikhwele isuka ku-$1.59 ngemali yeMelika njalo yaya ku-$1.63. Abacubungula ezenotho bathi ukukhwela kwamafutha lokhu kulakho ukubangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yezinto ezitolo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron amhlophe kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. UMacron unqobe ngemiklomelo engamachumi amahlanu lasishiyangalombili ekhulwini 58%, kwathi obencintisana laye unkosikazi Marine Le Pen wathola engamachumi amane lanye ekhulwini i-41.4%. Umbiko awethule enkundleni yeTwitter uMnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe. Uthe njalo ubona kulokukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Lanxa ngingazi ukuthi bangabangane kumba sobangane, kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi befanele ukuthi yena akhalele ukuthi hayi ngiyakuhalalisela umnumzana Macron, bengicela njalo ukuthi uzongincedisa eZimbabwe sibe lokhetho olukhululekileyo oluhambisana leconstitution yeZimbabwe. Kuyangehlula ukubamba ukhetho olukhululekileyo, kuyangehlula ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo akhululeke akhanka sengavinjelwanga, kuyangehlula ukuthi amapolisa angathatha uhlangothi, izekhi ingathatha uhlangothi, kuyangehlula ukuthi abantu abangaphandle bavote. Bayavota phela kulawo mazwe abahalaliselayo laba bangaphandle. Ngakho befanele acele ukuthi azoncediswa ukuze kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe.
Uthi umongameli Mnangagwa ikusasa lobudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance liyakhazimula. Ungabe ukubona lawe ngaleyo ndlela?
Ubudlelwane ngeke buqine nxa iZimbabwe ingahlonipha umthetho wayo, umthetho weZimbabwe ingahlonipha amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, ma-citizens eZimbabwe. I-EU, iFrance, o-UK, o-US, into abakhuluma ngayo inye nje kuphela. Bathi Zimbabwe, government yeZimbabwe, President Mnangagwa le government yakho, hloniphani umthetho weZimbabwe, hloniphani amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, hloniphani impilo yabantu beZimbabwe, yibani lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Landelani umthetho, kambe umuntu okuncenga kangako ekuncengela ukuthi kube kuhle kwelakho ilizwe uyabulwelani laye? Angeke buqine ubudlelwano ongazange kwenziwa lokho okufunwa yiconstitution yeZimbabwe. Labo laba bangaphandle bathi kakwenziwa, kababuyi lezi zinto ezingaphandle kweconstitution yeZimbabwe, bathi landelani iconstitution yeZimbabwe kuphela nje.
Uhulumende kaMnangagwa ungathi uya kulungisa yini konke okwathiwa kumela kulungise ngamazwe afana leFrance akuEuropean Union kanye laboMelika ukuze kulungiswe ubudlelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe ilalawa mazwe.
Akula manyathelo uhulumende athathayo ukuletha inguquko eziza kwenza ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe libe lobudlelwano obuhle lamazwe omhlaba. Lokhe lidonse ngaliyandlela ngaliyagiya esikhathi sikaMgabe yokungahlonipha amalungelo abantu yokuvimbela amaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi akhankase ekhululekile eyokuzama ukucisha kuphele inhlanganiso ezizimele sithi ngama-NGOs ukuvimbela abantu inkululeko yokuhlangana yokukhuluma yokuvimbela imisakazo ukuthi bengekhululekileyo. Sibona kulokhu kuqhubeka ukusebenzisa iZBC kunye lamaphepha kahulumende sengathi aluhlangothi lweZANPF. Le ngatha zikahulumende ngokuhlukahlukeneyo zisetshenziswa sengathi ngezeZANPF. Yilokho nje amazwe omhlabathi kakwenzi akulungiswe, kodwa kasiboni manyathelo athathwayo ukuthi kuguquke khona lokho. Ngakho ubudlelwano soze bulunge noma ikanjani.
Umnumzana efihlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Sixoxe njalo lelunga leZanu PF umnumzana Belief Gawule.
Ukutshayela ihlombe okwenziwe ngumongameli welizwe etshayela upresident weFrance ngokunqoba akwenzileyo ekhethweni kuyinto eqondileyo njalo kuyinto enhle, ikakhulu kuzinkokheli ezikhangelele ukuthi zisebenze basebenze bonke bekhangela ubudlelwane bamazwe abo. Kuyikungezelela kunokutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi ukhangelele ukuthi amazwe la ayevale nyango evalele iZimbabwe ivuleke kuyindlela yokukhulumisana enhle njalo yokubuyisana ekakhulu emazweni la evele silahlile. Kuyinto enhle ukuthi yenzakale ngalolo hlobo ukuthi umongameli ethi ekhangelela bona bana abantu abayibo abangamenzeli kuhle abamfisela ukubi ababona ukuthi kalwi labo, kodwa ke udinga ukuthi babe yingxenye ukuthi besebenze ndawonye ngoba singeke sizimele sisodwa siyiZimbabwe.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe, kodwa bakhona abamhlekayo abathi uzisikela ehwahweni lapha ngoba akula budlelwano kumbe ubungane obukhona phakathi kwakhe lo mongameli weFrance.
Abathi akula budlelwane phakathi kukaMacron lo President Mnangagwa abala qiniso. Iqiniso yileli, ubudlelwano obukhulu bukhona phakathi kwelizwe leFrance leZimbabwe. Ubudlelwano lobu babankomo ngemva kokuthi uPresident senanzelele ukuthi amazwe la aflathela iZimbabwe avala iminyango yayo. Umnangagwa wathumela izikhonzi zakhe kiyo wonke amazwe lana, ikakhulu kuma-European EU countries. Wathumela izikhonzi zakhe ukuthi ziyekhulumisana lawo kubuyele njengayizolo kube kudlelwane. Ngokunjalo sibonile kakhulu ukuthi France iyenze kuhle, yaresponda kuhle kuhle kakhulu ngoba emkhosini ka-September ngo-September ngo-2021 u-ambassador weFrance waba khona kukhomishinwa ilozi ni-plant liyana ye-3 million reconditioning ye-Setco plant yenziwayo. I-France yayimele ngu-ambassador wayo. Ngokunjalo kuyatshengisa ukuthi u-ambassador yena yedwa kahambe emkhosini enjengalala, ngoku-ambassador vele umela yena umongameli welizwe. Ikubona kwamanye amazwe kuthiwa u-ambassador kuthiwa his excellence uyabe vele kunguye yena. So uMacron wayemelwe ngu-ambassador, ku-ambassador waba khona, kodwa amanye ama-ambassadors la ama-EU countries ayengekho. Kwazokuthi futhi eZimbabwe, u-Great Zimbabwe ngale ngomkhosini wawukhona ngo-May ngo-2021 ulokuze u-ambassador weFrance waba khona njalo futhi. Ngokunjalo konke khona kuyatshengisa ukuthi u-president weFrance uMacron ubesevulile amasango, wasivulela ukuthi sikhulumisane laye sidale njalo ubudlelwane obungasincedisa siya phambili njengamazwe omabili.
Uthi njalo uMnangagwa ubona ubudlelwano obuhle kuyiwa phambili phakathi kweZimbabwe leFrance, kodwa abanye bathi kumnyama phambili. Uthini ngalokho?
Nxa sikhangela iFrance, khonoko sengike ngakubeka ukuthi iFrance ikhanya ukwenza kwayo akufani la kwamanye amazwe la ama-European countries. Ama-countries amanye ngale emkhosini nale kade ngiyibala lekuzimiseleni ukuthi bancedise ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe kabakho, asibaboni. Kodwa sibona ngemva kokuthi uMnangagwa wasethumela izikhonzi zakhe zabhoda, uhlelo lwalo lwaluphethwe ngumoya owayephethe ugatsha lwe-foreign affairs uSibusiso Moyo. Kwaba le-engagement, re-engagement exercise eyaqhutshwayo yilizwe lethu leZimbabwe ngumongameli, isungulwe ngumongameli welizwe ukuthi kukhulunyiswane lamazwe. Nanga siyabona amazwe anje ilizwe le-France ngemva kokhonoko liqala ukuthumela izikhonzi zalo emkhosini emkhulu enjengayena le engiyibalileyo embililwana oSeth Golalona weGreat Zimbabwe okwakade kungasayenzakali osokusenzakala. Kutsho ukuthi sikhangeleleke ukuthi ngokunjalo kutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi sikhangelele ukuthi ubudlelwane lobu bukhule futhi busiya phambili. Lanxa nje amazwe amanye khona ngale ku-EU abamazwe anjengabo-France yikaza sincedisa futhi ukuthi athungulule amafindo la abotshwe yi-EU.
Umnumzana Belief Gawule lilunga lezanu PF. Kusenjalo umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden laye utshayele uMacron ihlombe ngokunqoba kukhetho lwayizolo esithi ukhangelele ukuqhubeka exhasana laye kunhlelo zokusekela ele Ukraine lona eliphakathi kokuhlaselwa ngele Russia. Uthe bazaqhubeka besebenza ndawonye njalo ekuvikeleni umbuso okhululekileyo emhlabeni jikelele kanye lokulwisana lokuguquka komkhathi. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo. Lumbukiso ubukhangelelwe ukuvulwa ngumongameli wele Kenya umnumzana Uhuru Kenyatta, kodwa akaseyi kwenelisa kulandela ukubhubha kwaye ngumongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Mwai Kibaki. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi kulamankampani avela emazweni alitshumilane 14 azaphatheka kulumbukiso wona oza ngesikhathi umnotho weZimbabwe uqhubeka usadalala. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Regisho Kom.
Amakampani avela kwamanye amazwe abuya eZimbabwe International Trade Fair aloke siya esiwa malutshwana okuyikho kuyenzayo kuthengiselana lokulobelana kwamabhizimusi kube kulutshwane. Funa kusenza i-trade fair kuyesiba yinto nje ukuthi siyahlanganisa amakampani unganazelela isikhathi eziningi izitende ezinkulu ziyabe zithethwe ngezihlanganiso zikahulumende nezinye ezisebenzisana lohulumende lo ngawekama kahulumende. Kungula makampani amalutshwane kakhulu aphakathi kwezomnotho angabe esenza into ze-trade fair. Ungakhangela ukuthi umnotho wethu ume kanjani njalo lokuma kumnotho nje jikelele. Kwenza into ezinjabo zeZimbabwe International Trade Fair zitizi zifuze zibe zidinga izindlela loba amaqhinga okutshintsha indlela ebuthanisa abantu loba uhuga abantu ukuze kube lempumela kumabhizimusi ikakhulu nxa umhlaba umnotho weZimbabwe ungathuthuki lokho ume wandawo njengalokhu sikubonayo phakathi kweminyaka eminingi ethize edlulayo. Kuza kwazima ukubana kube la mabhizimusi esithi meaningful transactions or business eZimbabwe International Trade Fair nxa singaqhubeka sibona senza izinto njengoba zihlale zisenziwa. Kuyikubana ingani ngumbuthano nje ofuze kubuthane ngazonke isikhathi ngalesi sikhathi somnyaka.
Sibona ukubana sokuqhamuke ukukhulumisana kubi phakathi kukasibalukhulu we-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe ubaba uJohn Mangutsha labo somabhizimusi abaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. Yona esola uhulumende isithi akaluphathi kuhle udaba lomnotho okuyinto ecunule uMangutsha othi osomabhizimusi laba balahlekile kakhulu. Ulubona njani lolo daba?
Ngasikhangele ikakhulu ngezomnotho eZimbabwe lokhu kuhlala kukhona ungathembani phakathi kwamabhizimusi nalebhanga elikhulu leZimbabwe sokule minyaka edlula elishumi kunjalo. Kodwa okunye kuvela kokubana Thina njengoba somabhizimusi abaningi bethu bangamaqili loba sithi abathembakalanga njengalokho ababe sithi i-reserve bank ayithembakalanga layo. Ungakunazelela ukubana even amakampani atholayo naleyo mali ku-auction encane abayitholayo into engabathengisa ngazo azitshengisa ukuthi bathola imali echibileyo. Ungawunanzelela njalo uzwe ulandelele uzabona khona amakampani athatha imali ku-auction angayithenga lutho bandle kwelizwe afike athengise nje imali engaphenduka azothenga enye ethengisa nje kube umsebenzi wokuthengisa imali. So kwele Zimbabwe into eqakathekileyo ukutshintsha i-mindset abantu kube uqakatheka ukuthi nxa kusetshenzwa kusetshenzwe ngoba la industry kathe silazo izigilikigxi ezenza khonoko abantu uhulumende uyakwenza ngoba bacabanga ukuthi bayakwenza kodwa la uhulumende siyasikhangelela ukuthi angangeni kakhulu esithi too much interference kuma-market forces. Kufuze awavumele nje ama-market forces kodwa wagayide engangeneli ukuthi uyabe sebuya ngani i-authority. Sikhangele kweli governor uMagunja indaba ye-foreign currency ingani simehlule ukuthi ayibambe ngendlela ngoba lona i-auction ibisebenza kuhle kodwa isiqedwe i-confidence ngokudileya ukubhadala loba ingayenza ama-location ukwenza amabhizimusi bebe lidinga ama-alternative and alternative i-black market njalo kube sokungabi lokuthembana ngokhayana abaye bayithola ngaso zonke isikhathi beyifuna abanye bayithola ngudla abanye bayithola ngokwazubana yiko kungani kwenza into zihluphe khonokho.
Umnumzana Reji Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ibika ukuba inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries isixwayise ukuthi umnotho uzabhidlika uguqe ngamadolo nxa uhulumende engaqhubeka ebamba osomabhizimusi ngamandla ukuthi basebenzise idola lakuleli. Ikroniko ithi isabelo semathebelelendi silakho ukulahlekelwa ngama-constituencies amahlanu ngoba bebalutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Sanibonani Studio 7. Studio 7 ninjani? Hayi, siyacela nisize lapho nisifake emsakazweni ngalento yenzakala lapha eSouth Africa, yenzakala lapha eSouth Africa ama-agenti sunama-agenti asuka ethumba abantu ke siyacela ukuthi nizame ukuthi lolu daba lilofake emoyeni impela ligcwale yonke indawo ngoba abantu besimame bayaphela lapha eSouth Africa ngendaba yokuthunjwa ngendaba yemsebenzi ikakhulu sikhala ngalabo abakithi ngoba yibo abastranded kakhulu siyacela kakhulu nizame ukuthi nifake le ndaba emoyeni abantu bonke bayizwe nala manamba lawo eniwabonayo yiwo amanamba abatshontsha ngawo abantu nabantu abaningi abazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngiyabonga. Igama nguVusimuzi Ndlovu.
Salibonani Studio 7, ukhulumayo Lucas Ngwenya from Plant. Ngibokuzwa nje sometimes ama-interview wenu li-interview abantu bezano ikhuluma nje ngento zesizwe ukuthi ilizwe abantu baphatheka kanjani kanjalo nje. So ngiyathanda always kulandela ilokunjaneni yenu but into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu bezano aba-understand ukuthi abantu behlupheka bagcwele indawo zonke. Njengamanje mina ndaye eSouth Africa, impilo yaseSouth Africa lempilo yaseZimbabwe idifa noma sisho ukuthi i-corruption lana eSouth ikhona but ingcono ayifani yasezini. Esezini i-serious because abantu bezano noma benza i-corruption abatshelani noma benza into embi abanasikhathi yabo noma bangazi bebulala umuntu ewani abakubona ukuthi umuntu bebona le nto le lazi kunzima lapha kunzima kakhulu.
ngiyabingelela umsakazi we Studio 7 basakazi bonke nabalaleli be Studio 7 basakazi anisakazela izindaba ezinhle izindaba ezimnandi izindaba zeqiniso siyenzwa namhlanje ukuthi wenzekani ezweni singaphandle silami sibenzeka elizweni lase South ngilana eMpumalanga ngiyezwa ukuthi wenzekani emhlabeni siyabona ukuthi wenzekani ngendaba yeGugula le kahle kahle kunebhuni elalihlala lapho ezimu bayithathela iplazi bayithathela inkomba bayithathela everything enaninakho kahle kahle ngithathelwa ngabantu bezano manje kuhlupheka thini abantu besingibeleni abantu bakamthwakazi singazange azange sizidle nalezo zinkomo azange sihlale nakuleyo nje abamthathela yona manje namhlanje nguye sisupporta i-operation Gugula leyo ukuthi ishaye ixoshe abantu bethe abantu lelo bhundelo yabona ithumba zakhona sinazo siyathumelana ngokunjalo ngokunjalo okay okhulumayo ibahlangene umzulu kamazi umntakagqibe emngceleni egwandwane esigodini ngiyabonga ngikholele okhulumayo
Studio 7 Studio 7 mlapona namose mlapona namkoma jonga blessing mkoma jonga mlapona namonko mkoma wande monke mlapona na wa America gashe three ride tuli kwambula ku Crispin Bean iwo umbira kuti muti gwisizi yechitonge chibavhwa vavo vamba chitonga kusheba chitonga zvitulapona tipona loko donga mpona mulena aitira lomba tiri kwambuzi avamuve zuma vale kumusi Ogoba chini mkoka, ogoba jini, abamu inditiri kwa mbuzi, abonke vale kumusogo. Chini kwa tiswe, tianda kuti muvoto obotu, kufota, tianda kuti muvoto obotu. Tatiandi miri jonga, kana kukatazi, ana kana utieni, speciali batonga, sitatikopi uparamendo. Tianda kuti muvote jimichini, mula janatia, sitazoba kwa uparamendo kuhu. Chini kwa mbuzi, ama chifesu, vamukoga, vamusala. Chini kwa mbuzi, Kuwa Miso, but it was your deed. Now, I don't go with a bamboo. Bamboo, I'm so bamboo to tell Bali Wambo and Billy Crispin, who's all Mambano.
Salbonani Studio 7, Gabin Elena, and Chandu Paula and Nani Lapa and Banduba, Zimbabwe, and Bagitabashana, South Africa. Melan Chandu Babon Sakona, Guti, Bagiti, Inda, Tasha, I say, Kobagita, I say, Ko, Ejano, Arsena, which is in Artin, in Zondis in England, South Africa, and the corner, which is weird, and a kind. She was a man of blooms, it is with it. Usibona umsondini sakanja ngoba nje masingayenzanga lento ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoba nzima abantu ngeke beze bephile kahle lapha eSouth Africa mangibhekile manje ngoba mangibhekile nabanye kukhona nje abanye asebe-retrench ngabelungu for no reason so izinto sezijijile umuntu osekhaya ucabanga ukuza ngapha ngicabanga ukuthi makazihlalele khona le silinde lo 2023 ozayo silungiselise yabona
Sanibonani bantu bakithile njani ngezindawo. Hayi mina ngisazibuza ngempela umbuzo ongenampendulo ngabantu bezana uPF laba abahlala bekhuluma amanga ukuza namalanga. Kambe kule 42 years lezi izana uPF iyenzeni? Izana uPF nje into ongathi ukuthi izana uPF iyenze lokhu yikuphi? Namanje lo babeqhubeka betshela abantu amanga bethi bazoyenza lokhu. Isikhathi sonke bebekuphi bengayenzi. Why bengayenzi kungakavutwa? Bezoqala betshela abantu amanga why bengayenzi manje kungakavutwa? Isithembiso zonke lezi ezikumenza lokhu. Kube ngakho ukukhuluma kanje umuntu omutsha ongakangena power. Kube ngathi yasho ukuthi hayi lo muntu asigazi simboni. Ngoba mina ngakho lapho. Laba ngicabanga ukuthi ukhona umuntu umphelo ongatshona esazinikeza ithemba kuzana kuye. Kanti uyabe ufuna ukubonani lo muntu entsha angagazi ayibone. Manje abantu basemlilweni abantu bagithi. Wonke umuntu uthwele izinto abantu bagcwele amazwe abantu basekuhluphekeni. Hawu bana abahlala bekhuluma amangaba lawo. Kambe into abazayitshintsha mpela beyenze entsha abantu abangagazi beyibone yini? Ilizwe liphelile nanti yalifile sifile izimbangi kuphelile inawo izana ukufika into entsha ngempela abantu abayilindile ukuthi bebazoyibona yini kahle kahle izana ukufika izina ngeke itshintshe izana ukufika ngeke yafaya iyali vusile izulu
labo abalaleli be Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge WhatsApp Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi kufe amasotsha kwele mali ayisithupha njalo kwalimala ngamashumi amabili ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwenkamba zawo ngabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngabahlamuki besi-Muslim abedlulise amalawulo. I-AFP ithi ukuhlaselwa kwabokholo lwesi-Muslim kwele India kuyadlondlobala. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken kanye lonobhala wezomvikela umnumzana Lloyd Austin bethekelele kwele Ukraine izolo ukuyakhulumisana lomongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Volodymyr Zelensky mayelana ngokuhlaselwa kwelizwe lakhe ngele Russia. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi iziphathamandla zeMelika ezisezikhundleni zalolu hlonzi ziye kwele Ukraine ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwalo kumpi esaqhubeka. Lanxa imininingwane yalomhlangano ingakavezwa ngokugcweleyo, umongameli Zelensky ubekhangelelwe ukucela uBlinken loAustin ukuthi bakhuthaze uBiden aphe ilizwe lakhe izikhali zokulwisana leRussia. Sixoxele ocubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Umhlangano lo uka Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin lo Secretary of State uBlinken ubuqhakathekile ngoba it's assessing a situation on the ground ukuthi how far has the war gone, i progression le regression, lama realities ukuthi vele inganqobakala yini ilokhu zini impi yona le between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Sibona ngantwa iRussia pulled out of ama regions amaningi and they now concentrated in the south, iDonbas, Luhansk region, gathese ngantwa iMariupol sebe surroundile, and there's one place engantwa the war is still going on. So I think ukuhamba kwabo ama Americans Lloyd Austin lo Blinken is to make sure ukuthi reassurance ye support ya Melika for the sovereignty of Ukraine and ukuba promisa the next way forward.
Umongameli weUkraine ukhala ngezikhali uthi iMelika lamazwe akuNATO kumele aphathise ilizwe lakhe ngezikhali ezithize ukuze lenelise ukulwisana leRussia. Ubona ziphuma yini lezo zikhali njengokufisa kwakhe uZelensky?
Izikhali ezicelwa ngumongameli welizwe uVladimir, ngiyabona ngathiwa it's a gradual approach ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi sebenikwe close to $3 billion in support. Sibona lathi ama reports aphumayo kuma Facebook lamanye ama media sites esithi izikhali zangkhona bezingakafiki 2 weeks ago, but kathesi ngathiwa sezifika on the front line. Mina mbona ngathiwa iAmerica layo ukuthi ithumeze izikhali ibikhangela ukuthi akusoze kube njenge-Afghanistan khona abachiya khona izikhali eziningi when the Afghanistan army just yaphongunxibilika without even putting up a fight. So kuyabe sokudangerous ukuthi izikhali ziyamelika zingafika khona ngale in the future zisetshenziswe against the Americans. So mbona ngathiwa izikhali bazazinikwa but at a gradual phase and assessing ukuthi i-strength ye-Ukraine imeka ngapi.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai uhlaziya ezombusazwe. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele amhlophe usowabo weFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho. Umnangagwa uthi uMacron ngomngane wakhe njalo uthi ubona ukukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Abanye besithi awusoze ulete umahluko kwezenotho. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 nam. Asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.